KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We, this Sunday, are participating in the Pet Parade and Chili Cook-Off presented by Laguna Border Realtors over at Tivoli 2. And we're going to be broadcasting live, playing some music. And I am one of the chili judges. I'm very excited. And on the phone now, we have the reigning Laguna Beach chili champ, Laguna's realtor, Brandon Menchaca. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, Tyler. How are you, buddy?
I'm well. So I don't know if you knew this, but I am a judge this year, so you have to impress me in addition to the people you've already impressed.
I feel like this is a bit of collusion happening here. I'm saying you're judging me.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's going to be like I'm your dad and I'm coaching your baseball team because I'm going to be harder on you than I would be normally.
That's what I figured. It's okay. I'm ready for the challenge.
But I want to know the secret. How did you win last year? What kind of chili did you make?
Oh, man. God, good question. There's too many ingredients to this, probably. I put like 25-plus ingredients to the chili, but it's just basic sirloin, really, the meat. I use a lot of different beans, spices, and had a bunch of love, Tyler. That's the secret ingredient.
Was the competition pretty stiff? Did you get lucky, or was yours just blowing everybody out of the water? What do you think?
I'd like to think that I was blowing everyone out of the water, but that's just my ego talking. You know, I've done this. That was my third year last year, and I got second the first 2 years, so I think it was just my time. But competition's always stiff, man. Everyone's good at what they do. I know there's this really good white bean chicken chili that they make, and so I was anticipating that being the victor. But, you know, we came through.
Are you going to make the exact same chili this year?
Pretty much. I'm adding a couple different things. I'm adding a lot more hatch chili. I'm also putting Guinness, the stout. I'm putting some Guinness beer in there.
Wow.
And I'm doing a bitter chocolate, so there's no sweetness to it, but it adds a kind of a depth to the flavor. So we'll see.
And I know you have a new hydroponic garden in your backyard. Are you using any of that in the chili?
No. My hydroponic garden. No, I'm not using any of my vegetables and herbs that I'm growing in my backyard in the chili. Although next year, I think I'll be ready to. I'm perfecting the science here.
Yeah, if you're friends with Brandon on Facebook, you can see his very quirky, like, water-flowing tube garden. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's pretty weird.
Yeah, it's a hydroponic system, exactly, an NFT system. But yeah, check out my Instagram. It's lagunasrealtor.com, at lagunasrealtor, and you'll be able to see photos of that thing. It's my brainchild. It's my science experiment this summer. So,
is that, by the way, where people should contact you if they're looking to buy or sell a home?
I would think so. Yeah, lagunasrealtor.com.
So this Sunday,
you're the man, Tyler.
You're welcome. This Sunday, Tivoli 2, Pet Parade and Chili Cook-Off. There's two things going on. There's chili tasting and also the marching of your dogs dressed in costume or not, and competing to win prizes as well. So I'll be there playing music and judging. And Brandon, I'm looking forward to seeing you bring it.
I am too. I appreciate you mentioning this. It's a great event, guys. This is the 21st annual, and we raise a lot of money for all the local animal shelters and such. So if you're not there to eat or you don't have a dog, at least come and watch all these animals in costumes. It's hilarious. So it's quintessential Laguna.
Yeah, that's what I said this morning. And this is why we live in Laguna Beach, is this quirky community kind of event.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you bringing it up, and thanks for having me on the air.
All right, Brandon. Take care, bud.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So still to come this morning, we'll do Full Album Friday starting at 9 a.m. I'll chat with Amelia Curran with her new record. And tickets for Eric Burdon and the Animals on December 2nd at Irvine Bowl, Pageant of the Masters. They go on sale at 10 a.m. to the general public. Make sure you're on our website ready to go. Here's Beck's new song called Dear Life. You sang your swan song.